Chapter 14. Return. The three knights gazed in wonder at the white stag.
"Here, take this," Annie said to Jack.
She handed him the silver cup, then she slipped off the back of Lancelot's horse and ran to the stag.
"Thanks for coming for us," she cried, throwing her arms around his neck.
The three knights looked at Jack.
"That's the white stag," said Jack. "He brought us here."
"Are you wizards?"
Sir Percival asked in a hushed voice.
"No, just ordinary kids," said Jack. "But I know he's magic. We got here from Camelot in no time at all. I guess he's come to take us back."
"Then you must go with him," said Sir Lancelot. "You will have a much faster journey, I can assure you."
Sir Lancelot held the silver cup as Jack slipped down from the black horse. Then Jack took the cup and carefully climbed onto the back of the stag behind Annie. He held the cup with both hands as the stag stood up.
"Tell King Arthur we will return to Camelot before the first night of the new year," said Sir Lancelot.
"Farewell, Jack and Annie," said Sir Galahad.
"Godspeed," said Sir Percival.
"Same to you," said Annie.
"Have a safe trip," said Jack.
The knights solemnly bowed. The white stag blew out a puff of frosty air. Then he started down the mountainside. When the stag came to the base of the mountain, he took off again like a white comet. The red cloak billowed around Jack and Annie, keeping them warm and safe. The stag dashed across the wintry fields. He ran past quiet stables and thatched huts. He ran past flocks of sheep and herds of goats asleep in meadows. He leaped over frozen streams and stone walls and hedgerows. The stag ran on and on through the starry night until he brought Jack and Annie back to the dark castle grounds of Camelot. He walked over the frozen grass of the outer courtyard. He came to a halt near the grove below the treehouse. He knelt in the grass, and Jack and Annie climbed off his back. Miraculously, the silver cup still brimmed with water from the cauldron. Not a drop had spilled out.
"We'd better leave the cloak here," said Jack, "so I don't trip on it."
Jack carefully set the cup on the ground. Annie helped him unbutton the red velvet cloak from around his neck. Then she draped it over the stag's back.
"To keep you warm and safe," she whispered to him. "And thanks for everything."
"Yeah, thanks," said Jack. "Goodbye."
The white stag stared at them with his mysterious amber eyes. He nodded once, then he turned and headed into the darkness. Jack picked up the cup.
"Come on," he said.
He started walking quickly through the outer courtyard.
"Careful, careful," said Annie.
I got it," said Jack.
They crossed the drawbridge to the inner courtyard of the castle. Then they pushed open the giant arched doors. The great hall was just as they had left it, dimly lit and freezing cold. King Arthur, Queen Guinevere, the Knights of the Round Table, and Morgan le Fay were all still frozen and silent.
"What do we do now?" said Jack.
"Let's try putting a drop of water on each of them. Morgan first," said Annie.
"Okay," said Jack. "Come on."
Holding his breath and keeping his eyes on the cup, Jack walked carefully toward the round table. Suddenly his left foot stepped on the shoelace of his right sneaker, and he stumbled.
"Jack!" yelled Annie.
Jack tried to regain his balance, but it was too late. As he fell to the floor, the silver cup slipped from his hands.